opportunity to answer your questions. I will start with the first question of Mr. Madi, why the Netherlands has made a reservation with regard to Article 26. The Netherlands acknowledges the right of every child to Social Security. The Netherlands has made a reservation on this article to ensure that this right is provided within the framework of the Dutch system, namely via the parents. The reservation doesn't constitute any denial of children's right to Social Security. Currently, discussions are underway with Save the Children, the Association of Dutch Municipalities, and other relevant actors about this reservation and possible measures to improve the situation of specific groups of children. Then I'll go to the second question, and this is about the integrated approach to combat child poverty. In agreement with the CRC, the Netherlands considers combating child poverty as one of their priorities. Child poverty means so much more than just a lack of physical goods, as the Child Ombudsman said in their 2017 report. In fact, child poverty means that children lack sufficient material, cultural, and social resources, and as a result, are excluded from a standard of living regarded as the minimum in the society in which they live. In order to fight child poverty in a structural manner and break the cycle of intergenerational poverty, it is important to focus not only on financial factors, but also on structural factors. These include education, personal skills, and health, for example. According to the last available numbers published, the number of children living in poverty decreased in 2020. 6.9% of all minor children lived in a family whose income was below the low income limit. The number of children in families that had been living on the low income for at least 4 years fell by nearly 4,000 to 95,000. The group of children at risk of long-term poverty shows a decreasing trend since 2015. For the past few years, the amount of children in poverty that was reached increased from 43% in 2015 to 81% in 2020. With grants from the Ministry of Social Affairs and Employment, four national poverty organizations started to work together in order to provide a broad amount of benefits in areas such as sports, cultural activities, and birthdays. However, we are not there yet. Reduction of child poverty will continue to demand our full attention in the years ahead. The new government has now a Minister of Poverty, and the ambition is set to halve the amount of children living in poverty by the end of term in 2025. With all our different departments, local governments, and civil society, we will continue to work together in close collaboration towards achieving this goal. Also, a lot of effort will be put in prevention of poverty and debts to prevent children and the parents of dealing with poverty. Finally, the government is currently preparing a national action plan to implement the European Child Guarantee, which will be presented to the European Commission in March 2022. This plan elaborates to a more coordinated effort to achieve an integrated approach to tackling child poverty. I still have one more question, and it's about the responsible business conduct policy. But given the time left, we will send this to you in written comments. Thank you so much, and I will give the floor now to Ms. Meijer.
Thank you for giving